Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
Well, I'm going to have a talk with that guitar player. He puts his chair over here where I sit every day.
You have the squeaky chair now, Bob?
I have the squeaky one today. Time for our first feature, the correct time. Incidentally.
What's that? What kind of a feature?
That's our first feature today, the correct time. Is that studio clock right?
I don't know, Bob. It's a little slow by my watch.
I was wondering about that. Why don't you dial the time signal on the phone and get the correct time, and then we'll be off to a good start, huh?
Oh, sure. Glad to.
Time is now exactly 5:47 Eastern Daylight Saving Time. And in exactly 2 hours and 10 minutes, I'll be standing on the steps of the Hotel Astor wearing a blue suit and hat and carrying a red rose.
You get the time?
What do you know about that?
What is it? What's the matter?
Nothing. Excuse me a minute. Huh? I want to dial the weather report.
What for?
Just check on the weather.
Oh, get this.
Weather report from New York City and vicinity. Tonight, thunder showers and rain continuing until early morning. Make that 2 hours and 30 minutes now be inside the lobby wearing a raincoat and carrying an umbrella.
Well, it's a great city, this New York.
I don't know what this is all about. I still don't know what time it is.
I've had fun. Well, I just gave you the time, Bob. It's
4:13, isn't it?
Of what?
Of 4. It is somewhere, I guess.
Well, somewhere, but here in New York. Don't confuse me like that.
Well, it's commercial time anyway right now. We have a new feature today, which we would like to describe to you. You may be lucky enough to obtain one of these, a Sturdly all-season swimming pool table. A swimming pool in summer, a pool table in winter.
Simply empty the water out of the pool on October 1st and attach the detachable pockets. And soon the game rule will ring with happy cries and loud shouts of 3-ball-in-the-corner pocket and well played, Judith.
Now all summer long the kiddies paddle in contentment in the Sturdly swimming pool table, splashing merrily and holding each other's heads under the water. All winter long, Dad and his cronies click the ivories, warm and happy in rumpus room fashion, while the blizzard howls outside.
Now here's how you may obtain a Sturdly swimming pool table without even getting out of bed. Just reach for the phone and call us. Think of that. Merely call us. Or you may have your wife or mother or your loved one hold the telephone to your mouth so you won't have to lift your head from the pillow.
Now, in summer, call backstroke 6-4678. In winter, call corner pocket 4-8642. If the lines are busy, hang up and call again in 30 seconds.
Yes, friends, and we want to apologize because you keep getting a busy signal. Say, Bob, come to think of it, why should they get a busy signal?
That's right. We haven't had a call for days.
Well, we better look into this. Open the door and see what the operator is doing.
Well, no, Ethel. I heard it just the opposite. I heard that Shirley was the one. Yes. Well, it was on Thursday night, and you know what Thursday nights are on Fire Island. Why, no, she'd never laid eyes on him before. His father was a CPA. Well, now, listen, Ethel, let me tell you the whole story. It goes back about 6 or 7 months, about the time of the basketball fit.
Well, friends, if you want a genuine Sturdly all-season swimming pool table, you'd better go down to the factory and get it yourself.
Yeah, get out of bed, you lazy lug.
Mary, I see.
Look out.
Oh. Hey, I got out of there just in time, didn't I?
I don't want to fall into that organ, Bob.
I see, Mary, that you have a big pile of papers there, which have pictures of people swimming on them, different swim strokes and things.
Yes, well, of course. What I'm doing, Bob, is I'm studying up, readying myself for the swim that I was going to make out
to Bedloe's Island.
Yeah.
And what are you doing, plotting a course?
Well, I'm going to do more or less the Esther Williams technique, I believe.
What's that?
Well, swimming slow into an orchestra.
You're going to have an orchestra on this
thing? I'd do that and have pretty flowers in the water.
See, what I'm going to do as her manager, Bob and Ray, I'm going to have my musical group, the Smoky Valley Boys, playing in a barge, a bait barge, following her.
Yes, that's what we had in mind.
Sounds great.
And we're trying to get Sammy Kay or somebody, and they'll play sweet music.
I want to have Sammy over to lead the boys.
Yes, of course.
Have you spoken to Sam about this?
No, we haven't.
No, haven't said a word to him.
But we'll approach him later. But that's our plan, Bob.
Well, this is growing by leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
Every day you seem to add something to the
You think that would give it a nice touch? Music and all, and I'll just swim along lazy-like, but making it.
Uh-huh. You haven't changed your mind about the type bathing suit you're going to wear, have you? Last I heard, it was one of those old-fashioned woolen things with stockings and everything.
Well, I've decided against the stockings, but I will wear the old-fashioned heavy woolen ones. Mm-hmm. 100% wool.
Yeah.
Right through all the way, yes.
Wants to stay plenty warm. That water gets cold out there, you know.
That's right. You know that, of course.
You're her manager, Tex. I suppose you should know.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would trust myself under your leadership.
What?
I don't understand. What did he say, Larry?
I wasn't listening. I was thinking. Now, Bob, what about this? See this picture here of Esther Williams swimming?
Yes.
Well, now, that looks the kind of a stroke I should do, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is known as the Australian crawl.
Oh, well, I don't know much about that. I do know swimming on my side a little, and I can float like the old Harry.
You'll probably have to do a lot of floating to get out there and back.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a recurrence of what happened the last time you tried to swim like this, when you got halfway out to where you were going and got tired and had to swim back. That was too much to take.
Surely.
Now our musical trio with Mr. Taubman and the other members all get together with the same copy of music, I believe.
One piece of music they have between the three of them.
They're looking over each other's shoulders as they play the American Patrol.
Fall in. Appearing in your neighborhood theater, so.
That was, you'll pardon the expression, our feature number for today.
Really, it was good.
It was a toe-tapper.
Sure was.
Land sakes, you couldn't keep your feet still with that music playing. And that a Celeste and all.
Paul Taubman and the trio with the American Patrol. Is that what you play at the Penthouse Club?
First time I have ever heard a Celeste being played on the American Patrol.
First time I ever heard a guitar being played on the American Patrol.
Yes, of course. Well, boys, what will we have for dinner tonight?
I don't know. I suppose it is. I really
we
haven't
have,
thought much about
plenty
it.
Of, you know, eggs.
Bean and egg.
Beans. Huh? Mm-hmm. But I thought maybe we'd have
a little bit sick of that.
How about some salad?
I think that would be good.
Would you like some chocolate-covered oysters that my sister sent
down? No, I don't care about those.
Well, they're nice. They're refrigerated. They're not gooey or anything.
It's a little tang of the old salt
air. Well, we'll save them for dessert. Incidentally, speaking of desserts, I have a crackerjack of an idea.
Is that so?
Do you know those liquid cherries, chocolate-covered?
Yes. Oh, I like those.
Well, what you can do, what I do is I take, two or three boxes of them, and I crack them like an egg. And you just let the cherry fall into a huge bowl, and then the chocolate remains you melt down. And then you take out the cherries and serve them in individual dishes, you see. And then pour the melted chocolate over them. And are they ever grand? Honestly, it's good.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yes. I suppose you could just eat the cherry already covered.
Yeah, get the same effect.
It was an idea.
You fellas need any plumbing done or anything of that sort?
No, we're all set here. Tex, you're...
Any loose washers or dripping faucets you want fixed? Clogged drains?
No, everything is fine.
How about electrical work?
No, not that I know of. The clock and everything is all right.
Haven't blown a fuse lately, eh?
No.
Got any nails on the soles of your shoes that have to be hammered back in so they won't hurt your feet?
No, Tex. Fortunately, we have paper covering.
How about loose hat brims that you want tightened?
No, I don't wear a hat in the summer.
Cufflinks? You need any cufflinks soldered?
No, my cufflinks are all right.
Fellows are making it very difficult for me to earn a living around here.
Well, look, Tex, you're making it kind of hard for us, too. We're on the air now.
You're broadcasting now?
That's right.
How about this microphone? Anything wrong with it outside of the dent?
No, it's in perfect condition.
No loose connections to be fixed, huh?
No, everything is all right, sure.
Well, there must be something around here I can do to earn an honest dollar. Or $2, so...
For the last time, Tex, we don't need any repair work done. Will you please go away and leave us alone? And use that door right over there, please.
All right. This one over here.
Yeah, the one with the word exit on the glass there.
Okay, but I know you'll think of something for me to fix, and when you do, let me know, will you?
So long.
Well, I'll be right back with my tools, by the way.
Ever slam that door, Tex.
That was the wrong door you told him to go through.
I know, it's
fine. We have a fellow here that we're planning to put on television. He has a great big bag of things that he's been collecting, and I think he'll make a natural.
Strally, Mr. Golding.
How do you do?
Guests, pleasure to be here.
Mr. Rodney J. Familiar Frump is his name. And,
right.
Mr. Frump, take out some of the things.
Wait a minute, while I get the bag up on the table. There we go.
Boy, that's heavy. You've got nice ad living. You've got some wonderful things in here. What's this right over here?
Well, this stone here, when you roll it, it gathers a lot of moss.
And, well, this is a stone that does gather
That's
moss.
Right. Now, this pail of water I have here,
mm-hmm.
This rolls easily off a duck's back.
Hey, that's why. I understand that you're the only man in the country who has a bowl of broth.
That's right. I'm glad you brought that up.
Some kind of broth that's impossible to make?
Well, it takes too many cooks, actually, but we hired 20 cooks working in 8-hour shifts day and night for over 6 months, and they turned out this broth that I've packaged here.
Isn't that unusual? What's this piece of fabric over here?
Well, it's a piece of wool that you can pull over your eyes. Actually, it's not all wool, and it's well over a yard wide, too.
Mm-hmm. This pile of straw, what do you do with this?
Well, you'll notice that there's a steel cup in there. That's where put a needle, so you can always find a needle in this particular haystack.
You'll never lose a needle.
Here, this bird I have in my hand, it's Baltimore Oriole. It's worth about 2 red speckled woodpeckers in a bush, too.
Oh.
And I have a human compass.
A human compass?
A man who's hesitated for over 30 years and has never lost.
Well, I'm sure the folks will want to see all of these things on TV. Just when do you plan to make your debut?
What's that again?
When do you plan to make your TV debut?
Have I been on the radio?
Yes. This is radio. This is a radio program.
I thought it was Rotary Club.
No. Oh. We'll see you later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, through the courtesy of Electrical Facilities, friends, another fast-moving, sidestepping Bob and Ray program comes down to the wire.
Join us again tomorrow for more of same when we'll be broadcasting from our vine-covered summer home at Lake Chipmunk, Maine.
Tonight, you'll find the Bob and Ray unit number 7 at Limp, Louisiana, and we hope to see a lot of you friends down there. Until next time, this is Bob Elliott.
Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
And hang by your thumb.
Oh, you silly, silly boy.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.
Thank you.